Well, good morning. It's 10:17 on December 15th, 2012. I'm running a little late this morning. I slept in again. I slept in way too many days. I'm not quite sure what the story is. Obviously, I need to sleep. I'm not staying up until midnight. This is going to bed at a relatively early hour, sleeping through till 5, 6 a.m., which is pretty much unprecedented in my experience as an extended behavior. So I'm not sure. Part of it is I'm pooped. I got half share out, not yesterday, but actually punched the button the day before. Yesterday I was finishing up the edits Sean gave me from yesterday and last night. I got those posted last night. So the files for quarter share should be pretty good. Half share is next. 17 minute first mile, that's not bad. Full share is next. And I don't think I have done anything with full share yet. So this is going to be a more extended process as I take all of the edits that everybody's given me and start rolling them in. Capitalization issues with the names of the divisions. There's some typo reports that I got to get filled in. I'm sure I'm going to miss some. In fact, I'm sure I'm going to miss a lot. But we'll get that one redone. And then on to double share. And then we'll be able to start publishing new books again. South Coast. Captain's Share at long last. We'll get owner's share behind us. I can do new books. What I gotta do in the interim is get the paperback versions scrubbed up and ready to go. I still owe people EPUB versions of Zyphirius Call, and I want to fix the Ravenwood because the new layout is just much superior. Thanks to Anita for her assistance and guidance on using Sigil. That is just, boy, that's an amazing tool. It's, it makes editing so much easier. I'm not sure quite what I'm going to do with it when it comes time to put the file into Lix. That's going to be a challenge. But I think worst case is I do a little copy-paste job. Because I've sort of lost track of the original file now. It's so easy to edit in Sigil, that going back to Bluefish to edit the HTML, that's going to be not fun. I have to find the manuscript. I have the file that Ryden sent me, loaded in my archive at the moment, but I've got a file of my own that I could use as well. So I'm sucking wind a little bit today because I did really pump along that last half of that first mile. Had some good tunes on. I miss my podcast, so that's one thing that's difficult, because I feel very much like I've been chopped off from the world. And not being able to go to Balticon, looking ahead to a season where I don't go anywhere. I don't, because I've got one coming up in January. I'll go down to Colorado Springs in January. And there was talk of my going to Kansas in June. So that might actually, I can't go to Balticon, and that might actually have more weight. We've got about 10 days till Christmas. I've got to do some Christmas shopping. We've got the kids taken care of. I've got to put together a little surprise for my spouse. Walking and not talking. I'm trying not to get run over by cars, and also being careful not to say something that might spoil our Christmas for people who might actually listen to this, so I'll be careful there. Boy, I'd really like to get a new book out for Christmas. I'd really like to have something fresh. Like getting the old books out is really a stepping stone to the larger issue of getting Captain Share released. I was hoping we would have that by now, but hoping is hoping in one hand, and yeah, it's not working out. But I got two books out. I got third book on deck. We'll put a little work into that this afternoon, and get the edits in for Half Share. I'm sure there'll be some. And Sean was on the comment stream was saying that there's two books out and he hasn't had any notification. Well, the answer is I haven't made any notifications. It's not something wrong with the list. I want to make sure that the books are out and available, and we've had a chance to at least look them over and make sure they're clean before I make any sweeping announcements. I did put a short note on NathanLowell.com that nobody reads that, so it should be okay. It was good news, bad news. Good news was Quarter Share was out finally, and bad news was I wasn't going to make it to Balticon. It's doubly irritating because I was supposed to be best man at a wedding there, and that isn't going to happen. And I was supposed to, my name was in consideration for No Media Guest of Honor. That ain't going to happen. I've written to the committee. So, yeah. Now, you know, I might not have been selected, but still, it was nice to be considered. And now she has to graduate. I'm going to be very disappointed, doubly disappointed, if we've gone to this extreme and she falls a couple of hours short because she didn't do her homework. It's going to be very disappointing. We did get the cap and gown ordered. It was $100, but well worth it. The thing is, I remember my high school graduation. And the thing about the high school graduation for me was that it was really much more important for the adults than it was for me. And even the other kids were going, really? Although we didn't say really like that. back in 1970, but Monk Bowl. I guess I'm just not very much in the holiday spirit this year. I have been having this problem. Some years, it's like, all right, it's Christmas. Woohoo! This year, it's like, oh, it's Christmas. Again. I think part of it is that Christmas is a big deal for my wife and her family. They start bugging about Christmas lists around Halloween, and the noise becomes quite shrill by the time we get to Thanksgiving. And the problem is that the stuff that I would think to ask for Christmas is stuff that people really can't buy for me for Christmas. Because it's like a new pair of jeans. You can't buy jeans for me. I have to go try them on and see if they fit. I can't ask for fuzzy shirts. I do like my... Last year I got a couple of... I don't know what they are. They're sort of like melton wool. They're quite heavy. Quite fuzzy. Soft. Almost like sweaters, but it's some sort of fabric. It's not velour or something like that, but it's quite lovely. It feels good on, and it's warm when I get cold, so I can layer them. I'm wearing one now, actually. I wore one for the books and beer thing on Thursday. Brand said I looked like I was wearing camouflage and broadcasting from a hidden bunker. It actually does look like that. In a lot of ways, I am broadcasting from a hidden bunker. The cellar in my house, my corner of the cellar, looks sort of bunker-like these days. I probably should take some time. Yeah, like when? I should probably take some time and go through and sort and throw. Most of the stuff that's there, it's, you know, dead mice, not like organic mice, but computer mice. Trackballs. I use Logitech Marble Mouse, which I guess have been discontinued. I haven't seen them lately, but I love the Marble Mouse. I use trackball and I love it because I don't need desk space for the mouse to move. But they do, the buttons go. The left and right click buttons wear out so that they don't click. They don't hold or whatever, which is kind of irritating. But I've got half a dozen of those and I don't know which ones of them work, which ones of them don't work, which ones of them sort of work. And the ones that sort of work need to go into the pile that says don't work, because sort of work is kind of useless. If I could figure a way to break into them, take the bottoms off and take the switches out so that I could take the good right click switches and replace the bad left click switches, I could probably salvage some of these mice. And I may be forced to do that if I can't buy a new one. But they're not expensive, or they weren't expensive. They were like 18 bucks. Probably 25 now, but still. Either that or I'll have to change to a new kind of trackball. Maybe a wireless one. My wife has gone to wireless mouse. She loves it. My stand-up desk uses a wireless mouse and a wireless keyboard. And it's very, very slick, and it's very clear, very clean operation. So maybe I'll do that. I'd like to have a wireless headset, but the problem is getting the things to actually connect correctly to the computer. Seems to be something of a problem, and I'm not exactly sure why. I have a radio one, but that has more cables than Netflix. That's ridiculous. It's got an antenna in it, and it uses little AAA batteries that are finicky to change. And I go through a set of batteries in about 5 hours. So it's kind of inconvenient. A theory, I should be able to sync up a Bluetooth headset. I may need to get a Bluetooth adapter for the computer because it's old and I don't think it has Bluetooth in it. In fact, I'm sure it doesn't. Anyway, spinning dreams, story of my life. I've been seeing Facebook messages from my high school classmates who turned 61 and are happy to leave 60 behind. It's a reminder that there were about 4 or 5 of us that had early year birthdays. Or late year birthdays, I guess would be the right way to say it. My birthdays fell before the cutoff. And I think the cutoff date in my school district was like October 15th. So if you were 5 years old before October 15th, then you could go to school that year. There were about 5 or 6 of us that had birthdays in September and October. So a lot of my classmates turned 60 last year. In fact, almost all of my classmates turned 60 last year, and they're beginning to turn 61 now. So it's interesting to hear them talk about leaving 60 behind. A lot of people found it problematic. Women, I guess, the age issue more than men, but oh, that's too bad. Somebody cut through that tree. Oh, little apple trees here at the park. Somebody cut it off. Chopped down a cherry tree. Oh. So it's kind of a gray, ugly day. I gotta go inside and think about what I'm gonna do with chicken. I got more chicken. I love chicken. Maybe I'll make chicken and dumplings for dinner tonight. I haven't made chicken and dumplings in forever. So that would be something good. I think I have everything I need to make chicken and dumplings. I got chicken. I got dumplings. Well, I got flour, baking powder, and milk, which is basically dumplings. A little salt. Sounds tasty. Chicken and dumplings and carrots. Got a fresh bag of carrots that I didn't use the other day in the cassoulet, so woohoo. Anyway, Endomondo hasn't talked to me yet, but she's going to tell me my 2 mile mark here in a second because I have made it to the back gate, which is my cue to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.